Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom, my dear brethren. We thank the Lord for this beautiful day in our lives. We bless the name of the Lord for the family of God that we all have. We walk together as one body of Christ. The Lord has blessed us with wonderful heavenly riches in our life, the truth, the fellowship, and the Comforter who is leading us in this journey with Him, to walk with Him humbly. I pray the Lord bless us this week as we are about to start a new series on the topic, How Long? We bless the name of the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Psalm chapter 70. Book of Psalm chapter 70, verse 5. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. O Lord, do not delay. Praise the Lord. This verse reminds all of us that in our life, we always ask the Lord to do something for us. And we tell the Lord, Lord, how long should I wait? Lord, hasten unto me, O Lord. Make haste, O Lord. Make haste. Lord, do it as soon as possible, O Lord. We ask the Lord to get things done as quick as possible. And we ask the Lord, Lord, do not delay, Lord. Lord, how long should I wait, Lord? It could be about some healing. Could be about something that you want to see in your family, in your life, in your church. Just because we have the desire, just because we have this thought of seeing this wonderful miracle, wonderful blessing, to be there for one another, to be there in the midst of the congregation of the Lord, to be there in your body, to be there in your mind. So we have a lot of expectations from the Lord, isn't it? And we always make ourselves weary because of the same expectations. Let's remember in the book of Psalm chapter 13, how David sang a beautiful song unto the Lord to express the thoughts of his heart. And let's look at from verse 1. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In these two chapters from the book of Psalm, we could see the heart of a man longing for the Lord to do something for him. Something for him to see, something for him to receive, something for him to be healed, something for him to be delivered, something that he wants someone to be blessed. It could be a thoughts mixed with lot of desire, emotions, burden, joy, sorrow, pain. It could be a different mix of flavors in every one of our lives because we are all going through different seasons in different time, but there is one season under which we are all rooted, the season of the Lord. And the Lord is dealing with all of us one to one. I thank the Lord for this blessed thought this morning as I was praying, Lord, guide me and lead me to share the word of God with the family of God according to his will and pleasure. And this blessed thought came to my heart. How long? How long? It's true, isn't it? We ask the Lord, Lord, how long I should wait to see this? Lord, how long I should wait to get this? Lord, how long I should wait to receive this healing? Lord, how long I should wait to witness this testimony? Lord, how long I should wait to see this great change in the congregation, in the family, in the fellowship, in myself personally? We have a lot of questions, a lot of expectations. But these may also become unholy, unhealthy burdens, which will introduce weariness that can bring us down, that can make us to go astray. So, by the grace of God, we will reverse these questions to our very own self. What if the Lord stands before you today in the wood, in our life, and asks us, how long, my son, how long, my daughter, how long you will hide, how long you will wait, how long you will keep doing what you're doing, how long you will keep silent but not speaking about me, how long you will forsake the assembly of God's people but rather do everything on your own, how long you will keep justifying your life by your own words, how long you will find excuses to keep your feet in the place from where I want you to move on, how long you will linger, how long you will delay. By God's grace, we will go to this fountain of life to reflect our life in this beautiful mirror of this Word of God that helps us to understand the self-examining process, the self-denial process, how important it is to ensure that we are not confounded by our very own understanding and to receive this blessed privilege of being ready that we could be wrong, we were wrong, and we are wrong, and we can be wrong. That thought of humility, that readiness to accept that we are called to repent, and we are called to submit, we are called to yield, we are called to serve. And how important it is that we do not delay in keeping His commandments. How important it is that we do not delay in fulfilling what the Lord wants to fulfill in your life. How long we will do this? Let's go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 19. The book of Psalm presented the perspective of a servant of God asking the Lord, how long, Lord, you will wait? How long you will wait, Lord? How long you will hide? How long you will let me to counsel with my own soul? How long, Lord? And the servant says, how long, Lord? Haste unto me, Lord. I am poor and I am needy. I need your help, Lord. Do not delay. So we ask the Lord, Lord, we need your help. So don't delay, Lord. Get this thing done. Now let's look at from the perspective of what the Lord is expecting from us. Start with book of Genesis chapter 19 verse 15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened, Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lord said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. May the Lord help us and may the Lord guide us as we receive the lessons, the nutritions, the teachings, what we need from His gracious work that is going on in our life right now, the living Word that is working in all of us right now, May the Lord help us. God of Jacob is our help. Praise the Lord. In this chapter, we see a man and his family are instructed by the two angels sent by God to do something, but that man was distracted, was lingering, so the two angels had to pull them inside by holding their hands to preserve their souls, to preserve their life from the destruction. So they went inside the house of the Lord. They went inside the house and the doors were shut. But when the instruction was given, Lord said, "Oh, not so, my Lord." He said, "No, Lord, I'm not doing it." Do we have this attitude in our life? Do we have this behavior of delaying the God's commandments in our life? Do we have this thought of justifying our actions for not doing good by telling because of this, because of that, because of this brother, because of this sister, because of this man, because of that man? Do we find a way to escape and run away from what the Lord is expecting us to do? James 4:17 says, "If you know to do good, and if you do it not, it is sin." Let your A be A and nay be nay. And that is how the scripture speaks to all of us in truth and in love. If you know that you can do good, but if you do not do it, it is sin. Because in the first place, the Lord has given you the revelation that you can do good. And that revelation is from God, for God is good. But if we go against that revelation, that blessed privilege, and if we still don't do it, and it is called as a sin because it becomes a disobedience, isn't it? So Book of Psalm is speaking to us from the perspective of what we want from the Lord, how long, Lord, you will delay. And the Book of Genesis is speaking to us from the perspective of what the servants of God, who represent the Lord's work in their lives, and expecting Lot to do it quickly, but he was lingering, so they had to pull him inside to preserve his life. And the Book of James says, if you know to do good, which is to trust and obey the word of the Lord and do it with a cheerful heart, and if you still could not do it, then there is something absolutely, terribly, deeply wrong in our heart, and the Lord wants to help, and the Lord wants to heal, and the Lord wants to cut that branch off, and the Lord wants to make us to be ready to live a life that is worthy of his calling. And how do we reflect our life from the face of this vulnerability of delaying something in the name of the Lord is working in me, the Lord is taking time, the Lord is delaying, I am not delaying, the Lord is being gracious unto me, I need some time? How long are we going to keep saying the same thing over and over again? You know very well, as we read the scripture, that you know very well that you have to make peace with your loved ones. And you know very well that we are called to show the love of God, and we are called to do the service of the Lord in his congregation, in his sanctuary, with a joyful, cheerful heart, with all our might, with all our strength, with all our soul, with all our heart, all that we have got, with joy and gladness. But if we can't do it, if we have the thoughts of confusion, unbelief, things that are making us to feel, do things for the Lord in a compulsion, in a dutiful manner, not in a beautiful manner, why we are exposed to such vulnerability? Let's turn our Bibles to Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Let's read what King Solomon wrote to all of us to learn from the Lord's wisdom. Chapter 5, verse 1. "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear. Be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. James 4:17 says, if you know to do good, if you do it not, it is sin. And here we read, for they consider not that they do evil. And verse 2, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou wast avowed to unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools, pay that which thou hast vowed. Is it something that we told the Lord that we will give something to the Lord, to the church, but we are delaying it? Is it that simple? No, we have given a promise to the Lord that we will keep his commandments. We have told the Lord when we accepted him as the master of our house, our city, our very own life, that he will be the ruler of this tabernacle. He is the king of our life. We accepted him as our savior, our life, our truth, our everything. And that acceptance is a covenant that we make with him. That Lord, I am your bride and I will do everything according to what you said with all my heart. Because of the love that you showed me with all my heart, I will do everything. And we have vowed him. We have given him our word. Because we are also the part of his word, the word of God. And the Lord says, defer not to pay it. Do not delay to do the commandments of God. Verse 5 says, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy words and destroy the work of thine hands? So the Lord says, be mindful of what you speak and be mindful of the intents of your heart, why you speak and why you do this. If it is all rooted on some selfish ambitions, if we say it was an error, wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities, but fear thou God. Fear thou God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All of us, we are called to serve him in a sanctuary, in the house where we live, in the church where we are part of, in the workplace where you are working, wherever we are. The Lord is doing something in us. The Lord is doing something around us. And we are part of his beautiful work. Amen. And instead of us always looking unto the Lord, asking him, how long, Lord? How long you will delay, Lord? Why don't we all ask ourselves, how long I am going to keep this in me? How long I'm going to continue to do the same thing over and over again? How long I'm going to hide from serving the Lord? How long I'm going to escape from the assembly of God's people? How long I'm going to justify that what I did was right? Why can't we embrace that what we did was wrong? What we promised to the Lord, let's all remember from the book of Psalm chapter 119. Psalm 119. Let's all remember how the Lord looks at our lives as a living sacrifice, because we said something to him that we will do what he said, and we said amen. Chapter 119 verse 57. Chapter 119 verse 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I have promised, Lord. I have promised that I will pay this. And the Lord said, yes, you said, do not delay in doing good. Do not delay in keeping my commandments. Verse 58, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turn my feet unto thy testimonies, not my testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments, Lord. What a beautiful promise that we have given to him. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee. Are you? Are we all the companion of those that fear him? Do we move our life in the direction of the wind that is sent by the Spirit, the yielding of the Lord, to be a companion for God's children, to be a companion for God's servants, to be a companion for God's assembly? Do we do that? I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, the Lord is not delaying. The Lord is not delaying anything. The Lord is not being unfaithful in our lives. The Lord is faithful all our lives. Chapter 3 verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. So, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. This is the Lord whom we serve, the Lord of harvest. The Lord is working in his children, the Lord is working in his seeds. Just because we received blessing, we received the truth, that doesn't give us any license to feel agitated, to feel frustrated, to feel angry, to feel disappointed, to feel the urge to search for justification, to run away. That is not servanthood. That is not discipleship. That is not the calling of the Lord. The Lord has spoken to us clearly in the Word of God that he is doing his work and he will fulfill his promise. He is the Word of God, and we are called to conform to that Word, that image of God, and we are the part of the Word of the Lord. May the Lord guide us this week as we continue the series from tomorrow, second part. Today, as we meditated, the book of Psalms introduces the perspective of a man, how a man sees, how long you will hide, Lord, how long you will delay, Lord, how long you will forget me, Lord. Lord, no tarrying, Lord, do not delay. That's a perspective of our prayer request, our desires, our thoughts. But the book of Genesis gives us the other perspective, how the Lord is looking at us. Don't linger, Lord. Don't delay. You know to do good because you can do all things through me, Jesus Christ, the Holy One, Mighty One of Israel. We can do all things, the good things through him. And he knows that we can do. But when we don't do it, it becomes a disobedience. It is a sin to all of us. And as we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Lord called all of us, when you come to the congregation, when you come to the church, when you come to the fellowship, when you come to the gathering, we come with a joyful, cheerful heart, with all that we have. If we could not do that, then there is something the Lord wants to prune. The Lord wants to clean. The Lord wants to cut that branch off. Are we yielding to that process? Because the book of Ecclesiastes told us clearly in our heart, do not delay in keeping his commandments. And whatever he said to him, do it. Don't delay to pay it. Pay your life as a living sacrifice. We pay our life. We give our life. And Psalm 119 says, I promised him that I won't delay in keeping his commandments. I promised him that I will be a companion to those that fear him. They that fear the Lord, the children of God, they that fear the Lord, the family of God, they that fear the Lord, the true apostolic faith, the ministry that rooted in the Word of God. And we are the companions to one another. We share our burdens with one another. We have no reason to run away from this beautiful privilege of walking together as one family of God. May the Lord guide us that the lack of understanding is not causing any separation, any isolation, any misunderstanding, any unholy, unrighteous weariness in your heart that could make you to be confounded, to be blinded. When a blind leads another blind, the both will fall into the same ditch, same pit, same valley, same fall. May the Lord bless us that we are led by the light of our Savior. We thank the Lord that He is gracious, He waits. But may the Lord teach us that we are quickened by His Spirit. As we say the Lord, Lord come, Lord Jesus quickly, do we have the same desire, same passion? As we ask Him to come, do we do His work in the same passion and same desire? May the Lord guide us. We thank the Lord for all His wonderful blessings in our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom, my dear brethren. Have a wonderful day in Christ, and we shall meet again tomorrow by God's grace. Praise the Lord. Amen.